Hi there, welcome back to lesson three, self-care for witches. You have no idea how important this is. Maybe one of the most important things that I could ever teach a witch is how to take care of herself and how to have self-care. Self-care for witches is not about what type of bath bombs that you buy or what destination vacation you're going to go on, or what name brand products and things that you're going to use. Being a witch is a lot more about self-recognition than you can ever realize. It's about understanding and knowing that you can't have that power without acknowledging that you have it. And you can't really acknowledge yourself as having that power without taking care of yourself too. So this is what it's all about. The moment that you acknowledge that you have the power of a witch, you have to really have that self-acceptance that power comes with a need, and the need is to take care of self. Self-acknowledgement is crucial for self-care. So the first thing I would say is to talk to yourself. Don't deny yourself. Don't deny the feelings and the pains and the baggage and the hurt that can come along with being a witch. Don't deny yourself the right to accept that you are worthy. Your body is just this vessel that you're traveling around in, but it's also deeply affected by the energies of the world that you're connecting with. And on a much deeper and stronger subconscious and conscious level than you could ever, ever realize. So, one of the things that I like to make a top priority for self-care is nature. Spending time outside, bare feet. The earth is an electromagnetic, and we're electromagnetics. So we just connect to be grounded and to be earthed. Even wearing rubber-soled shoes in nature can make us feel disconnected from Mother Earth. So I am definitely, hands down, a barefoot lady. And I am in bare feet as often and as much as I possibly can be because I've always needed that. It keeps me grounded, it keeps me safe, it keeps me connected and present when I need to be. Self-care is also about taking the time to realize what you need and when you need it. And sometimes the needs are light and fun, like skincare or curling your hair or putting on different fun makeup. And sometimes they're a little bit more straightforward, like shopping for healthy groceries and feeding yourself health and wellness. As you can hear, I'm definitely feeding myself health and wellness right now. Self-care can also be about going to therapy, witches need people to talk to. Your therapist doesn't have to be someone outside of your friend zone, but it definitely could be. There's nothing wrong with that. You have to realize that you're affected by everything and by everyone. You have to accept that your needs to be loved and to be cared for are something that you must provide yourself with, like taking a salt bath when your neck is sore or remembering to set an alarm throughout the day that's just a reminder to breathe. We're so busy taking care of everyone else that we often forget to take care of ourselves. Your self-care could be yoga. It could be burning an incense when you got home just so that you were grounded and safe and smudged in your own space. It could be writing in a journal. It could be cleaning up clutter and doing a spring and a fall cleaning when you need to. It could be about doing mere self-talk and speaking to yourself in loving ways as often as you can. It could be smudging. It could be coloring. It could be anything. One of the things recently for me that's bringing self-care is filling my home with plants. And isn't that irony? I'm the last 3 years I've gotten really bad allergies in the spring. And so what are plants? Air. So I'm filling my home with plants, having beautiful art on my walls, and waking up in the morning feeling really happy to live in this home. I love my plants. I feel like I'm nurturing them, and it's pulling out this side and this piece of me that's allowing me to nurture me as well. I think you get the idea. What the whole premise for me with regards to this program is that you have to acknowledge you're a witch. You have to acknowledge that you're going to have specific self-care needs that are more important than your every ordinary average day person. Listen, we would be kidding ourselves if we said firemen don't need an extra layer of protection when they go into a building to fight a fire. We would be kidding ourselves if we said firemen don't need to do yoga, they don't need to exercise, they don't need breathing techniques. Of course they do. They need those things for their job. You need these things for your job. Smudging, salting, stretching, breathing, exercise, nature, journaling, self-love, wonderful supportive friends, plants, flowers, gardening, herbs, crystals. It's just the way it is. And if you can accept that, if you can give yourself specific self-care for an empath, for a witch, for a healer, for a medium, then and only then will you be able to manage your energy and your magic. Because if you don't take care of yourself, the energy in your magic is either going to be too low or it's going to be too high. So ask yourself how you can take care of you today.